latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that reports suggest Amanda Stavely and PCP Capital Partners are still keen to buy Newcastle, despite Mike Ashley's frustrations. The Businesswoman's Group have made an offer thought to be in the region of £250 million to take over the St James's Park club, but Ashley is holding out for considerably more. Ashley made it clear back in October that he wants to sell the club amid unrest from fans, and things seemed to be progressing when Stavely declared her interest. However, the deal has not moved on, and sources close to the Sports Direct owner suggest he's become tired by the lack of progress and considers the situation closed. A source said, "It's only right to let the fans know that there is no deal on the table or even under discussion with Amanda Stavely and PCP. Attempts to reach a deal with Amanda Stavely and PCP have proved to be exhausting, frustrating and a complete waste of time." However, on Wednesday morning, TalkSport reported that Stavely still wants to purchase the club, and sources close to her state that despite Ash's comments, a deal remains on the table. Meanwhile, reports claim that West Ham striker Diafro Sakho is pushing for a move either to Newcastle, Swansea or West Bromwich Albion. Well, after not featuring regularly for the Hammers during the first half of the season, Sakho is looking to leave the club as he looks to keep sharp ahead of the 2018 World Cup, where he'll likely be part of the Senegal squad. Well, he tried to force through a move to French club Rennes during the summer transfer window, but it was denied by the Hammers. Newcastle have been linked with the move for the striker throughout the month, and it's also been reported that Rafa Benitez inquired about taking him on loan for the rest of the season, but that offer was denied by West Ham. Well, that's all for now. Join us for more news later.